Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
The 2025 annual leave report by FRS Recruitment has found, as we've been talking this morning, that over a third of Irish people failed to make use of their holiday entitlements last year. Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite, are you surprised as we are by these findings?
Absolutely. I love using every single day of my holidays, I have to say, and plan them all to enjoy them. But I think we have to remember these are 2024 results and they're being compared to 2023. So we probably still have a little bit of the overspill of COVID, where people didn't take all of their holidays because they hadn't, you know, the opportunity to travel, etc. So I think there's a little bit of that. And also, we've got to remember that people now in general enjoy a lot more holidays in most organisations than the statutory minimum, which is 20 days. A lot of organisations give up to 25 days on average, some more, some slightly less. So it's 5 days kind of on average that haven't been taken by a third of these people, primarily men, from the survey. But I'm definitely surprised. But I think those factors could contribute to that.
Any theories why men are less likely to take their holidays? Do they prefer going to work than spending time with their family?
I definitely think not. I think this is one of those things where the survey highlighted that in general, women may take more time to do caring and family responsibilities and use some of their holidays to do that. We've obviously a lot more extended leave types now to facilitate people to take other types of leave to do that. But I think that's a factor for sure. But in the 2,000 people that were surveyed here, we don't know the sectors that they were from. So definitely, I think if we had maybe some more sectoral information, we could see, is it linked to maybe not getting a bonus if you take holidays?
Yeah.
You're not earning the same, you know, amount based on productivity.
That's been coming back. Yeah, that's been coming back in our feedback here from our listeners. The other feedback we got is that work kind of builds up in many cases. You take 2 weeks off, there's 2 weeks of work waiting for you when you get back on top of what you already have to do. And people are saying, you know, it's almost not worth it. But isn't there also some bit that some companies, and I'm not going to start naming off companies here, but there is a culture of, live to work rather than work to live. And that, you know, you're very well paid, but they own a bit of your soul and you're kind of expected to work all hours.
Yeah, without doubt, you know, we still see that very much, even though we now have the additional protections around the right to disconnect, etc. You know, we still see lots of people who go on holidays but take the laptop with them, you know, when they're on holidays. So in effect, they never get that chance to properly, you know, switch off. But then we also, on the other hand, have a lot of clients who insist, particularly in financial services and those type of regulatory environments, that you have to take 2 weeks off. Because believe it or not, that's when most of fraud or inappropriateness that's been going on comes out. When somebody's been on holidays for 2 weeks, somebody's covering for them and a lot of anomalies may arise. So interesting results in that survey, no doubt.
All right, Caroline Reedy, Managing Director of the HR Suite. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.